Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for the weekend of March 24th and March 25th. That's right, 2 days on this podcast. Lots of action on Saturday and Sunday, Derby prep action. We're going to start on Saturday at Santa Anita Park, race 7, because we're going to play this into the 9th, which is the San Luis Race Stakes as a pick 3. And before I forget, don't forget to check out the sponsor of this podcast, AmWager.com, a great advanced deposit wagering site, ADW, legal in most states. Check out AmWager.com, where you can always find this podcast as well as the blog, which the podcast is based on, by clicking on Handicapping, and Ella Starr's blog at AmWager.com. Back to the 7th race. Unlike most of the other 6 entrants in this race, General Mach 4 is not an lead type. In his career debut last March at Santa Anita, he rallied from 6th of 7, draw off handily by 5. That was actually his only dirt sprint. His 3 starts since were a dirt route and 2 turf sprints. He's changed trainers since his last start in May of last year, now in the barn of Doug O'Neill with a consistent series of workouts for his comeback, a good post, a hot jockey in Giovanni Franco in the saddle, who earned his first grade 1 win, by the way, last weekend, and is now just shy of 25 wins at the meeting. And with Bad Bad Leroy, Quick Finish, Carry, and possibly Treasure Hunter likely to want the lead from the start or to press whoever does want the lead, General Mach 4, who already proved capable of winning fresh by winning his debut, coming off a layoff today, could do the same thing and win. Spokane Eagle ran very well once and poorly in his other 3 starts. But like General Mach 4's winning effort came at a race similar to this one at this 6.5 furlong trip over the track in February. Spokane Eagle's only other start was around 2 turns, and he cuts back to 1 turn today, gets Pratt a nice jockey change as well, and he's got a good shot on those counts. In the 7th at Santa Anita, post time 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. WynnBET, General Mach 4 and Spokane Eagle, 5-2 or better. You can bet them both. You can play Dutch the bet, which means use the Dutching tool at AmWager or elsewhere to determine how much money to bet on those horses at different odds and allocate the money accordingly. In the exacta, we'll play General Mach 4 top and bottom, so it's like a wheel here. General Mach 4 overall, turn it around, all over General Mach 4. In the pick 3, 2 pick 3 tickets here to play. It's a dollar pick 3, so you can pick one of the two, but it's definitely, I think, worth the play because a horse I like in the 9th is 10-1. We're going to single on 1 ticket and then use the 2 decent price horses here and 3 horses in the 9th race, the San Luis Rey. Ticket 1, pick 3, race 7, Spokane Eagle, Quick Finish, General Mach 4, and Bad Bad Leroy. Race 8, all, and race 9, Saltini. In the other ticket, Spokane Eagle and General Mach 4 in this race, race 7, all in race 8, and in race 9, you Saltini, it's in the post, and Hayabusa 1. Going to move to the Midwest, to the Louisiana Derby here. A great betting race. Everybody's got interest in it, so I'm going to include it in the blog. It's also a free race at EchoBase.com where you can get some products. My boy Jack is my top pick as he improved significantly. His second race is a 3-year-old winning the Southwest States last month. Very capable of taking another step forward on the road to the Derby. He won the Zuma Beach Stakes as a 2-year-old on turf. And then a better-than-look 7th place finish in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf, in which he was beaten just 3 lengths. Rested a few months. He returned in January in the Sham to run 3rd and then improved markedly in the Southwest. He needed some points. He ships east again out of Keith Sermo's barn with Brother Kent riding, and he looks like the one to beat. Snapper Sinclair, just like my boy Jack, was a stakes winner as a 2-year-old on grass. He won the Turf Showcase Juvenile Stakes in September, and then he ran 12th in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, way behind my boy Jack. But he also took a similar path to my boy Jack this year as Asmussen tried him on dirt in his first start as a 3-year-old and his first dirt try since his career debut last summer, and he ended up 3rd of 13 after pressing the pace. 5 weeks later, that great battle down the lane with Bravazo coming up a head shy at 44-1. Jockey change to Ortiz helps his chances of improving there. Noble Injury was third behind Bravazo and Snapper Sinclair and the Rizzard Star as the second betting choice. That was just the third start of his career, even though he did not win, as he had in both his previous races. He did run the best race of his life, and he's getting blinkers for the first time, so he can improve, but he needs to because other horses are all improving as well. Bravazo, if everybody recalls, was my top choice in the Risen Star last month on the fact that he had placed second in graded stakes Breeders' Futurity as a two-year-old and excellent prep in January when making his first start at three. That earned him a career-best 104 equibase speed figure, which improved to 110 when he won the Risen Star. He really just needs to stay in shape because he already has enough points to get in the Derby with 54 points, and other horses may want it more. So I'm going to use him, but he may not be a good win bet here. For exotics, we're going to throw in Hindford, who ran a career-best 95 figure last out when second in the allowance race. That's a very important allowance race because that's the race won by Magnum Moon, who came back to win last week and win the Rebel. Hindford could improve and be part of the exotics here. In Louisiana Derby race, 9 Fairgrounds, 620 Eastern, 521 Central. My boy Jack, win bet, 2-1 or better. Consider a second win bet on Snapper Sinclair at 5-2 or better. Play an exacta. My boy Jack, Snapper Sinclair, Noble Indy, and Bravazo over My boy Jack, Snapper Sinclair, Noble Indy, Bravazo, and Hindford. And then turn it around. Play My Boy Jack, Snapper Sinclair, Noble Indy, Bravazo, and Hindford over My Boy Jack, Snapper Sinclair, Noble Indy, and Bravazo. Back to Santa Anita for the third leg in the pick three. Of course, if you're live, you may want to just take it easy on this one. But if not, this is a race I really like, and this is why I singled Saltini. When a trainer of the caliber of Dick Mandela moves a horse from a first-level allowance race to a grade two, you really have to ask yourself, what does he know that I don't? Which in the case of horse training is quite a lot. Saltini didn't do a thing in his first two starts back in 2016 as a three-year-old, but both were on dirt. Last summer when he came back as a four-year-old, he showed a ton of ability, missed by inches at 40-1 on the grass. And after breaking his maiden in October and given time off, he returned to finish second. Then he won last month at 10 furlongs on the grass with a career-best equibase 113 figure. That isn't what it's going to take to win here because it's in the post. Earned a 122 when winning the race last year and 124 winning the San Marcos last month. But Saltini could jump up a lot here, third off the layoff, particularly because he's a half-brother, a homebred for Diamond A Stables, a half-brother of the same dam to millionaire champ Pegasus, who was also trained by Dick Mandela and who won a graded stakes at this 12-furlong trip. Mandela took Champ Pegasus from a non-winners of one allowance win, which is exactly what Saltini did last out, to a graded stakes, and he almost won the Sunset Handicap many years ago. So I'll take the 10-1 on Saltini. Hayabusa won, and It's in the Post were separated by a nose on the wire in the San Marcos last month with big figures. Hayabusa won. Jockey Victor Espinoza dropped the whip with a 16th to go. He might have won if not. Espinoza gets a chance to redeem himself here. They both have shots, of course. For exactas and trifectas, cut below, but will still use these horses, Bry, Aquaphobia, and Responsible for Love. In the 9th at Santa Anita on Saturday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific, post time. Bet Saltini to win at 2-1 or more. Place bet a 5-1 or higher. If you're live in the pick three, you can pass that and just hope to hit the pick three instead. Trifecta, play Saltini, It's in the Post, and Hayabusa 1 over Saltini, It's in the Post, and Hayabusa 1. That's first and second overall. I prefer that to the exacta, but I'll also play an exacta, which is Saltini, It's in the Post, and Hayabusa 1 over Saltini, It's in the Post, Hayabusa 1. Throw in Rye, Responsible Love, and Aquaphobia in second. So that's three horses to win 6-2. In case the trifecta wins, you get that. You win them both. If not, if one of the other three gets in second, you hit the exacta to make up for the try. Now we're going to move to Sunday, March 25th. And don't forget to check out amwager.com, who sponsors this. You can get the blog if you don't want to make notes and see what these bets I'm giving out are as well. Amwager.com, click on Handicapping and Ellistar's blog. 9th race at Sunland Park, Sunday. It's two before the Sunland Park Derby, which is a big points race. Worth $800,000 as well. It's the Bill Thomas Memorial. Post time, 6:13 Eastern, 4:13 Mountain. which, if you don't know, is 3:13 Pacific and 5:13 Central. Concord Fast has won three of his last four races, the most recent a very similar stakes at Sunland last month. He gets a great outside post to stalk the pace setters. He's 9-for-18 first and second in his career. The last four, though, all those big last four races were all sprints like today, so he's the top pick. Blame It on the Law ships in from California for good trainer Sadler. He completely overmatched in the Grade 2 Pat O'Brien last time seen last August. He's been off since then. Before that, he won an allowance race fresh with a 108 figure, which stacks up very nicely to Concord Fast 109 last month. Also has a good stalking style, as does Blame It on the Law, who I just mentioned, who has every right to win this stakes. Counterforce rallied for second in a similar stakes at Sam Houston last month, with beating Mount Veeder by just a little bit, and both of them deserve a shot as well. In the Bill Thomas Memorial Race, 9 at Sunland on Sunday, the 25th, and a post time of 6:13 Eastern. Bet Concord Fast to win at 2-1 or better. Then, among Blame It on the Law, Counterforce, and Mount Veeder, whichever one goes off near post time at the highest odds, as long as they're 2-1 or better, make a second win bet. Going to play an exacta box and trifecta box of these four because I think they stick out. So the exacta and trifecta box in the Bill Thomas Memorial Stakes is Concord Fast, Blame It on the Law, Counterforce, and Mount Veeder. And the pick three, and they have 50-cent pick threes at Sunland, so this is a great ticket. Going to play in race 9, Concord Fast, Blame It on the Law, Counterforce, and Mount Veeder. In race 10, All. And in race 11, New York Central, Peace, and Choo Choo. Now the big one. Race 11 at Sunland Park Derby on Sunday, the 25th. Post time, 7:15 Eastern, 5:15 Mountain, 4:15 Pacific, and 6:15 Central. Choo Choo appears really well spotted by a good trainer in Hollendorfer and may catch a lot of buyers bettors by surprise opening at 8-1. Although he's coming off a fifth-place finish with no excuse in El Camino Real, that race is starting to prove productive as the third-place finisher, Blended Citizen, won the Jeff Ruby Stakes in Kentucky last weekend. Although Choo Choo had been running exclusively on turf and all-weather since his debut last summer, in which he ran lousy in dirt sprint, he's a different horse now, and he's bred to run very well on the dirt. His full brother, same sire and dam, is a multiple graded stakes winner some of you may have heard of named Blue Skies and Rainbows, who ran very well as a three-year-old, was also trained by Hollendorfer later in his career. He ran third in the 2012 San Diego Derby, and he won the Swap Stakes in the summer of 2012 on his way to earning nearly $675,000. He also won the Native Diver at this 9-furlong trip on dirt and the Grade 2 San Pasquale Stakes. Jerry Hollendorfer thinks his horses is good, and I'm not going to knock right now because he put in back-to-back 102 figures on all-weather when winning the California Derby in January, one of them, with the removal of blinkers, and has a great off-the-pace running style. It looks like all-out blitz Shane Zane and Runaway Ghost might set the pace, so I'm going to take the slight upset here with Choo Choo. The other two contenders are New York Central and Peace. New York Central is an improving type, a son of Tappet, trained by Asmussen, who goes to his number one jockey in Ricardo Santana, who rode the colt to a nice win last month with a career best figure of 96. Not as good as Choo Choo, but he's improving. It's his third start of the year, and he's gotten off the pace style, so New York Central certainly can run big here, and we all know how dangerous Pletcher is in three-year-old derby preps. Peace didn't show much at all when fourth behind McKenzie and Bolt Oro in the San Felipe, or when fifth prior to that in the Robert B. Lewis. But Mandela brings him back in just 14 days, and that's significant because Mandela is usually very cautious, very prudent. He must think the horse didn't have much taken out of him. Mandela's only brought back 9 horses in under a month in the last couple years, and among those 9, 3 of them won, all graded stakes. One was Paradise Woods in last year's San Diego Oaks. Another was Beholder in the Grade 1 Vanity Mile in 2016. So I can't leave him out. In the second tier, kind of okay, but a cut below these three are All Out Blitz, Seven Trumpets, and Runaway Ghost. So, in the Sunland Park Derby on Sunday, race 11, post time 7:15 Eastern, 4:15 Pacific, 5:15 Mountain, 6:15 Central. I like Choo Choo as a win bet at 5-2 or better, at a place bet at 5-1 or more. Consider a win bet on New York Central as well at 5-2 or more. The exacta is going to be Choo Choo, New York Central, and Peace over Choo Choo, New York Central, Peace, All Out Blitz, Seven Trumpets, and Runaway Ghost. Really appreciate you checking out this podcast. And don't forget, you can check out the blog at amwager.com as well. And don't forget as well, there are races to bet both Saturday and Sunday this weekend. Good luck. Make some money. Talk to you next week.